The third question, I have to read part of your saying. It's about the I in the midst of me is mighty. He also says, I in the midst of me is mighty. What is this I that is mighty? It is not I am a child or a daughter or a guide or a guru. It is just simply the I, and it is mighty because it is a universal mind, the mind of God or God consciousness. It is not a personal mind. It is not a divided I or a personal I. It has grandeur and encompassing existence. The question is, can you please explain? It is mighty because it is a universal mind. What do you mean by that?
In other words, that what I was saying, it was consciousness, pure mind, pure heart, pure consciousness are one and the same. There is no difference. When the mind is empty, as if you say that the consciousness is pure. When I say empty, it means that doesn't mean it doesn't think. It just thinks from a higher place. It is not an ordinary thinking. It's more intuitive thinking. It's more spontaneous thinking. It's more effective thinking. Omniscient thinking. That's what I'm referring to, not a human mind.
Ajahn, do you mean that's the time that when you talk about the mind and the heart merge and are the same?
Yeah, you can say it that way, yes. I've explained it before where you can use the personal power, which is quite limited, but it looks like it isn't. Or you can use the omnipotent power, which is the only real thing.